Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
My name is AJ Vega, and I serve as the Director of Discipleship and Outreach at St. John's Denver in Denver, Colorado. In today's Lent devotion, we will be focusing on John 20, verses 11 through 18. You can choose to read alongside or just listen to the text. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Imagine the space that Mary finds herself in, a place of emptiness in the tomb and in her heart. Her teacher, her rabbi, her friend, was killed just a few days before, and now it seems as if someone has taken the body. Over and over again, it seems like Mary comes up empty, just like the tomb she sees. Have you ever felt empty like Mary before? Have you ever been in a place where you thought you'd find hope and fulfillment, only to find yourself disappointed yet again, weeping at the emptiness you find around you and within you? Maybe you feel emptiness from your job due to unmet expectations, unfulfillment, or a lack of purpose. Maybe you felt emptiness from a broken relationship with someone close to you. Maybe you felt empty by the things happening around the world or close by in your community. Lamenting connects our pain to God's promise. Lament becomes a place where we encounter the living God and where our tears become a language he understands and responds to amid brokenness. And even still, Mary looked into the place where Jesus' body had been. Even in the moments of pain being poured out in her tears, she looks into the place where she would have expected God to be, and he was not there. However, in her pain, Jesus was still present with her, even if not found in the place where she expected him to be. As you empty out your pain to God in prayer during this Lenten season, it may feel like God is not in the tomb of your tears. Oftentimes in Scripture, we see characters expect to find God in certain places only to find out that God shows up where we least expect him. For Elijah, God shows up in the whispers of the wind. For Moses, a burning tree. Isaiah, a vision. For Mary, in a garden outside a grave. Jesus called Mary by her name and she knew. Just like Mary, Jesus knows you intimately well and calls you by name in your baptism, promising to never leave you nor forsake you. Where Jesus meets Mary, Jesus also meets you. In the depths of your lamentations and the emptiness of your heart, he calls out to you, reminding you of his resurrection power over all things. So where might Jesus be working in your life, even as you find yourself tearful in the tombs of your life? Wherever he might be, he's bringing life out of what was once dead. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for meeting us in unexpected places where we weep and mourn. We know that you are a God who consistently shows up. Lord, in our laments, we lay down our longings for life with you. We know that you hear us and are not only with us, but also in us through your Spirit. Open our eyes to see where you're working in the unexpected gardens of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.